In a scene reminiscent of a certain Wizarding School sorting hat ritual, more than 24 Sunshine Coast artists and writers were randomly paired on February 3 to promote mutual creativity. The upcoming 2023 Art and Words Festival is an initiative of the Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society. Its contributors assembled at the Gibson's Public Market for the matching ceremony, with some 6 months remaining before the festival's public exhibition. Poet Maggie Guzzi and author Heather Kahn, who both participated in the inaugural festival in 2022, plucked names from gaudy hats. 15 writers were matched with an equal number of artists. Each partnership will collaborate to prepare works for presentation at this year's Art and Words event, which runs August 10 to 13 at the public market. Sometimes the artists and writers think, okay, we want to do something totally in sync, said Kathleen, Cindy, Labonte Smith, president of the Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society. They'll even name their pieces the same thing and do that together. Or sometimes the artists will say, look, I have a number of decades of work. Do you want to go through it and see if something sparks our interest? Artworks and written pieces from the 2022 festival were combined in a published anthology. Some partnerships resulted in subsequent creativity, as in the case of Robin Lamarkey and Marilyn Sadik. Sadik's charcoal and pastel work Gentle Beauty inspired Lamarkey to pen a short story titled Goodbye, Jake. She later drafted an entire novel inspired by Sadik's equine portrait. That's the kind of thing I had hoped for, said Labonte Smith. She founded the festival to highlight the Sunshine Coast's rich literary and artistic community. It's been great to see it become a reality, and so many people from last year come back, while seeing everything blossom and so many people attracted to come to this as new participants. In 2022, Labonte Smith herself composed a poem during a visit to California's Joshua Tree National Park. Her assigned partner, Kasia Krylikowska, created a series of digital collages on metal substrates to complement Labonte Smith's verse. Participating writers for the 2023 festival include Marion McKinnon Crook, whose memoir Always Pack a Candle won the Lieutenant Governor's Historical Writing Prize, and poet Isabella Mori, whose newly published collection Not So Pretty Haiku was released at an event in Davis Bay on January 30. Artists represent diverse disciplines. Jana Maria Valley is a knitter, weaver, and founder of Madeira Park-based Everly Yarn. Paula O'Brien, an abstractionist whose canvases depict landscapes and marine settings, has an affinity for plein air painting in oils. Two of the participants have a family connection. Jenny Choban, author of Tales and Lies My Baba Told Me, is grandmother to painter Athena Quirshi. Quirshi is a grade 12 student at Elphinstone Secondary School whose acrylic work Fall from Grace was featured in the 2022 Young Artists Exhibition at the Gibson's Public Art Gallery. During the festival, artists and writers will share their respective projects before a live audience and be interviewed by a facilitator. This year, the presentations will be supplemented with workshops on subjects ranging from mystery writing to preparing manuscripts for the Amazon Kindle e-reader. Information about the approaching Art and Words Festival and its contributors can be found by browsing to sques.ca.